when you deal with weather as a visceral reality, you get it kind of judging it. And when we could tell it was getting cold, I went to the local mega jumbo supermarket, and it was like a bomb went off in there. It was like a war zone. And I went to the frozen pizza section, and there was like 2-for-1 on a particular pizza, and it was empty, and there was just one like pizza, like wrong, laying on the wrong side, like leaning against some rack, you know. And I looked at that and I was like, well, I'm buying that pizza, you know, for sure, because it's the last one, right? I grabbed the last pizza. And you know, it's weird. That's the weird thing about buying things, is that there's this whole psychology involved. You know, it's like, did I really need that crappy Mexican pizza? Or no, I think it was bacon cheeseburger. It was one bacon cheeseburger pizza. And this was not a high profile organic brand that I usually buy. This is one trashy bacon pizza. But anyways, that you buy the last one because there's some kind of, you know, psychology there. And I'm kind of fascinated by that, like what we set the price at, or kind of why we get things, or how much is something worth. I mean, it's all this weird, strange kind of fiction, you know, just like money. There's This American Life, who did all the great reporting about money, you know, that money is fiction, and how much things are worth is fiction. And so I don't know if I was thinking about this or what, but I find what I often am asking my friends for is what they are watching. Anyway, so what I'm watching right now is Storage Wars, right? I went back and saw my family over the holidays, and they were all talking about this show. And I don't know if you've seen Storage Wars, but it's got a great premise. It happens every show, is that they auction off people's unpaid storage units, right? And there's all these thrift store owners and collectors who then pay, you know, you get like for $500, you get a whole room full of stuff, and then you get to go through it like treasure. And sure enough, you know, you spend $300 buying this storage unit, and you find somebody's baseball card collection, and that's worth a ton of money. And on a really, you know, trashy, visceral, gambling, capitalism level, it's an entertaining show, you know. But, you know, when you start to watch a show, and then you watch the next episode, and then the next episode, and the next episode, you're kind of slipping into this alternate reality. I mean, one of the main reasons I watch series, basic cable series, is because it's like free Friends, right? Like I'm looking for Friends. And when you watch 22 straight episodes of a documentary, even if it's a trashy reality one about someone, like they kind of become their friend, your friend, you know? So I'm like making friends with these people, but there's this whole dark side, right? Which is all of this stuff. You know, there's a throwaway statistic at the beginning of the show that there is enough room in all of the storage units to house every man, woman, and child in America, right? And the stuff in storage units, that's the stuff that we just maybe might need someday. You know, that's stuff that we can't get rid of, but we might need someday. So all the stuff we actually have has to be 5 times that or 10 times that, you know, and that is so much stuff. Like we all have like 10, you know, hundreds of times our own mass and stuff, all this stuff. And, you know, in Storage Wars, they're combing through all this stuff. And what are they looking for? They're looking for things that are quote unquote worth something, you know, these antiques, and they put a price on it. It's amazing and terrifying to watch these guys be like, this is $20, this is $50, this is $10, you know, putting this psychological value on these items, which becomes real. You know, if you say this is worth $500 and somebody pays $500, you just made a reality. You know, it was worth $500. But there's tons of stuff. We have too much stuff, which is a common theme. But here's what's amazing to me, or what I started to think about. I mean, I have some experience going back into old storage units, but the stuff that has real value, like real emotional value, usually has no value. Like all of the pictures and all of these things that we cared about and that remind us of our home and the things that really matter, they're worth nothing. Only these things that are meaningless, meaning things that people have passed from person to person for hundreds of years because of this perceived imbued value, really things that have no human connection. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it's the value, right? Like what really matters and what doesn't matter that I find interesting. And did I buy that last like, I know I bought that last pizza out of some kind of perceived value that we all put into things. So anyways, storage wars, you know, think about stuff, think about your stuff. How much stuff do we need? How much is stuff worth? Stuff. We got too much of it. I grew up with like a cellar full of dried food and an emergency apocalypse kind of kit. I actually got an emergency pack for Christmas. I'll leave the family member out that gave me that, but it's like water, food supplies, some f***ing flares and shit.
So if Armageddon happens tomorrow, you're set. At least for a few weeks.
I have a few options, okay? I know one place that I can go where there is a admission to the apocalypse camp is a water filter, right? You have to get this particular water filter, which is good for like 6 months of radiation-infused water filtration.
And there's a prearranged camp?
Yeah, I'm glad that you're asking me these questions. Yes, I know of a couple, I have a couple of people that I know who have apocalypse preparations, which is great because they like did all the work for me. And it's, you know, I haven't asked about the water filter. Apparently it's pretty expensive. Well, that's interesting that you think I'm talking about I could be talking about the apocalypse. I mean, there is a level of scavenging, you know, and something else that was interesting on that show.
Before you say that, sorry. Can I just ask?
Yeah.
I think I've seen the show. Is this the one where they bid? They bid.
Yeah, they bid. Unseen. Yeah, they bid. You can look, but you can't touch. Oh, you okay. Just like look in the door, and then you bid on the unit. Yeah.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but one of the guys on the show, kind of the most ruthless one, I just watched. He got probation for doing something that he didn't mention, and did his community service at Goodwill. Right? Okay. Now, this guy, you know, throughout the show, I mean, he is basically what he does is if there's a young up and comer, like say I went to the auction, was like, oh, I got $200. I want to buy a unit. Right. Well, this guy, I would like bid $200 and this guy would say $250, $350, bid me up no matter what, just to get me out of there. Just because this is like his show. I mean, it's also a really interesting lesson about capitalism and how you can think it's a fair game, but it's not. Anyways. He spent this time at Goodwill doing community service and then actually learned how they merchandise, changed his ideas about merchandising and set his store up as a de facto Goodwill and has become like an incredibly wealthy man based on their charity operations, which is just made me think about how you can't protect a good idea forever. You know, like even if you've like got this great idea and you've given it to the right people, the Goodwill people, eventually some ruthless son of a bitch will come and take it.
Such a grim, depressing area.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other thing about the f-ing show is like they're opening up these storage units, and this is somebody's life that they couldn't afford to pay for.
Those moldy cardboard boxes.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to search through the filth, and then they're like, oh, awesome. This is somebody's $100,000 baseball card collection. And it's like, where, you know, there's an owner attached to it.
I suppose there's probably a lot of emotional resonance to it, but just I hate storage lockers. I've always hated storage lockers.
Oh yeah, they're disgusting. I mean, well, it's you know, it's where you put stuff that you don't want to think about. I mean, you think you own your stuff, it turns out your stuff owns you. I mean, it's really.
You've been listening to the Dave Good Show.